Cheryl Clay, former Tulsa County Assessor, was she one of your favorite topics?
Well, not by choice. Wilson Glass had been the county assessor. The background on that is that when I was covering the courthouse in the 60s, we assessed property with fair market value, and then we apply a fractional percentage to that that's used to determine the net assessed value and therefore the taxation. The Oklahoma Constitution said that that could be as high as 33%, that fractional. And in those days, it was just all over the place. I mean, there were counties in which they were assessing it at 8% of fair market value. Tulsa was doing 31% of fair market value in 1961. Wilson was doing that. Meanwhile, the state Supreme Court, trying to equalize, and my friend Bob Sim was a big gun in that, declared that that percentage ratio should be within the limits of 9 to 15. So if you play with the mathematics, if you're using 31% and you got to reduce it to 15%, it means that you've got to do a lot of revaluing of the fair market value to produce the same amount of income. So Wilson realized that he was going to have to revalue the entire county. With the county commissioner's approval, he hired private appraisers to reappraise the entire county. Well, you can imagine how that went over the taxpayers. I mean, you get a bill and it turns out that you thought your house was worth $60,000. It turns out that he's got it on the rolls at $120,000. Even though you're paying the same tax bill, it created quite an uproar. One of the people who was offended by this was Cheryl Clay. These are anecdotal stories, but I'm told by some people at City Hall that she called and demanded that they get out there and fix the potholes in front of her street. Well, the city didn't get one dime of ad valorem tax at that point, so she was kind of confused on who did what. But she was so unhappy about that, and Wilson was so unpopular, that she ran for county assessor and was elected. We were off and running then. I mean, it's purely an administrative job. I mean, this assessor now is doing the same thing. A county assessor has no real control over setting the tax level, except that they do the administrative. They're supposed to fairly appraise all the property, and then from there on, the law and the mechanism determines the amount of assessed value, the millage and the bond issues and so on, levied against that, determine what the final tax bill is, and the assessor doesn't have anything to do with any of that. All he's got to roll in is setting the value. And guess what? If you and I were going to reach an agreement here on me buying your house, we wouldn't have any trouble setting the fair market value, would we?
Right.
But there's not an assessor in the state that understands fair market value. They always have it way too low, or worse, they take picks on their friends or and so on. So we got off on a big campaign to get an ad valorem tax system reformed, and Cheryl was one of the unfortunate targets. We had a continuing war with Cheryl Clay, and that's kind of the way we backed into that. We didn't pick on Cheryl Clay just because we didn't like Cheryl Clay, although she didn't like us, and she sure made that pretty plain.
So she was a topic as you were editorializing.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't only me that was doing it, but I got the blame for a lot of it.
Would she be called your pet peeve?
Oh, I never did misunderstand Cheryl. She's a politician, and they get real excited about cutting taxes and all that sort of thing. Now, she did some things that irritated me. For example, showing up in Sepulpa and taking pictures of my house and going to the Creek County assessor to make sure that I was paying my share of the taxes. She thought she was going to catch me. Well, it turned out that I was paying hell of a lot more taxes in Creek County than I would have been if I'd been under her tender care in Tulsa. So it kind of boomeranged.
And so you obviously wrote about that.
No, I didn't, but the Sepulpa Herald did. And I came in one day and a big picture of my house and me and everything else on page one of Sepulpa Herald, as I recall.
Well, did you use it as a footing for an editorial?
No, I never said anything about it, to my memory. The news side probably wrote something about it.
Yeah.
But we didn't.